Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Some of the words that might have gotten your mouth washed out with soap as a child are now commonly bandied about without a second thought these days. I know, and I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. I am not the word police. And now there's a number of linguistic experts who say, you know, it's perfectly acceptable to utter profanities in various situations. Particularly since the intentions behind such four-letter bombs have shifted in use from primarily used as insults to taking on a role as a statement of emphasis or to establish social connections. Ain't I been saying it? Ain't I been saying it? That's exactly what the fuck I've been saying forever. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Okay, so I know that I'm going to talk to my man Chris Cruz here later for the for a quick Royals update. But I was hollered at previously on this program doing a McDonald's story, and without including him. So, you know, a year or so ago, we got the idea that McDonald's was going to change its burger recipe and these softer buns and meltier cheese, blah, 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 blah. Well, now, according to this, softer buns, melted cheese, McDonald's new burger style, now available nationwide. The revamped McDonald's hamburgers are now available. So is that true? I mean, we talked about we have the McDonald's transition its quarter pounder with cheese to fresh cooked to order beef, removed artificial flavors, colors, and preservatives from its burger lineup. You can get the revamp classic hamburgers, cheeseburger, double cheeseburger, McDouble burger, Big Mac sandwiches, softer, toastier buns, melted cheese, fresher tomatoes, lettuce, and caramelized onions. They also claim that with fewer patties on the auto-cooking mechanism, that's going to apply less pressure, which leads to a bigger, juicier burger. And is that true?
It's that McDonald's got this rap going on right here. It's McDonald's rap.
All I want to know is it true? They say that, you know, they introduced it in Australia, Canada,
so the problem Belgium. right now, the CEO is trying to figure out, how can we lower the $18 Big Mac?
That's a big problem.
Because he bended the knee.
You can make it as fresh as you want. It's still 18 bucks.
He bended the knee. I know in today's broadcast and Pat Gray Overtime, we talked about bending the knee.
Yes, we did.
He bended the knee. He actually acknowledged it by making a comment. Why are you acknowledging it? That's just going to cause you issues. So first, I have to figure out. And then he said, I don't believe him. He said that they're trying to bring down the prices. Now, the Big Mac that I get.
Are you?
The Big Mac that I get here in the state of Texas.
Right.
It is not $18.
No.
It's $6 with a meal. Yeah. It's like $4. Yeah. And then if I do the special, it's 29 cents.
Honestly, I doubt anyone, even in New York or California, is paying $18.
There's one store that you're paying $18.
Where?
Connecticut. I want to say Connecticut. I don't know why that is on my head right now.
All right.
It could be because Glenn is in Connecticut. But I think it's Connecticut. But you have to first figure it out. You got to lower that price. Even if it's an owner-operator. Because here's the thing. If you did not know, if you're an owner-operator, they give you guidelines on, hey, this is how least you should charge and this is how much you should charge. I don't think, I'm going to ask my father, I don't think on the suggestion list there is a $18 Big Mac.
Okay. All right. So that's good. So, the burgers are juicier and tastier.
They are.
And buns are softer and everything.
The problem is Wendy's, remember? Wendy's came up with this Never Fresh.
Well, and I will say that right now, this week, for those of you listening live, today is the 7th of February, 2024.
It's a podcast.
This week, through next Monday, the 12th, the day after the Super Bowl, customers can snag a free Dave's single cheeseburger with any purchase at a participating Wendy's restaurants. Now you can get a Dave's single is bigger than their junior bacon cheeseburgers.
Which are delicious.
All right. In order to get a free burger, diners just need to go and order it on the old Wendy's app. And it said in the story that you had to, with any purchase. But according to this, if you get it from the app, that's free.
And McDonald's has French fry Fridays. So if
yeah,
you have
we're talking about Wendy's right now.
But
yeah,
let's tie back into McDonald's.
Oh, okay, thanks for stopping by. Oh, okay. We'll talk to you later about the Royals. All right, as long as we're talking about food, I was looking at some of the Super Bowl facts. I like to call them chewing the fat facts. Talked about there's going to be 8,083 average caloric intake during the party feast. So that's the average. If you're at a party, you're going to have an average of 8,083 calories. There's going to be 1.45 billion chicken wings eaten. There's going to be 10 million pounds of ribs sold this week. 11.3 million pounds of potato chips will be eaten. 250 million pounds of avocados will be purchased for guacamole. 35% increase in pizza orders on Super Bowl Sunday compared to a regular Sunday. 50 million cases of beer. All those commercials, you're going to have 38 minutes and 45 seconds worth of commercials that cost $7 million for 30 seconds. It's not bad, though. That's not bad. That's not bad because you're going to be so full with chicken wings and chips. It just won't matter. It just won't matter. All right, so let's say you're traveling and you realize that you need some antibiotics for something and you don't have it. You would be uttering those four-letter profanities left and right. But let's not do that. Let's not utter four-letter profanities when you need your antibiotics on the road traveling or the world falls apart. No, you need Jace Case. The Jace Case. I have one. Oh, I have a Jace Case in my grubby little hands as we speak from Jace Medical. It's a nice little zipper bag that opens up. And oh my gosh, there are the drugs. Nice. Available right there from Jace Medical. Go to jacemedical.com. Look, there are shortages right now. You know that as well as I do. There are shortages in the antibiotic amoxicillin, along with 294 others. And doctors are saying that they're being forced to make, you know, impossible choices that they don't want to make. That's why you need the Jace Case. It's a personalized emergency kit that contains five essential antibiotics that treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections, and Jace is continually working to expand their medication offerings. They've even added ivermectin now as an option in the Jace Case. Plus, you can buy a gift card for your family or loved ones, or, you know, you can buy a gift card for anyone, as far as that goes. And they can personalize their own Jace Case to their needs. Everyone should be empowered to care for themselves and their loved ones during the unexpected. Don't you agree? Get yours today. Go out to jacemedical.com. You can go out to it, or you can just go to it on the website, online. That's what the internet is. Go to jacemedical.com. jacemedical.com. J-A-S-E medical.com. You can enter the code Jeffy, J-E-F-F-Y, for a discount at checkout. JaceMedical.com. You can always email the show, ChewingTheFat@TheBlaze.com. You can always follow me on X at JeffyJFR, on Facebook and Instagram as Jeff Fisher Radio. You can follow me on my YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher, and you can order a Cameo from me at JeffyJFR on the Cameo app. That's not free. But to just be, that's part of the deal. That's what Cameo does. That's what they do. You ask for me to say something to you, and I do it. That's the way it works. Just make sure you let me know. Happy, sad, glad, mad, mean, whatever you need. I'm here for you at Jeffy JFR on Cameo. I want to thank Renee, who emailed me at chewingthefatattheblaze.com. She sent me a YouTube video. It's 25 minutes long. It's actually, technically, the YouTube video is 25 minutes and 38 seconds long. Okay. I'm halfway in. It is every guest star on Canon. So it begins with the open. I mean, not this particular open, but you get the drift. Don't stop it. Just let it go. Canon. Starring William Conrad.
Starring William Conrad.
Oh, I missed that one.
With guest stars.
Guest
William
stars.
Daniels. Lyndon Childs.
Lyndon Childs. Lyndon makes a couple of appearances.
Troy. Alex Rocco.
Ha! Tonight's episode.
Tonight's episode. Hear no evil.
Fear no evil. Awesome stuff. So it goes through every guest star.
Every night on Nick at Night.
Oh, that's just the... Yeah, that's just the... Have a nice day. Goodbye. I don't need that. Every guest star on Canon, 25 minutes and 38 seconds long. It is awesome. And I'm watching it, and I'm like, it's never ending. It's the end. It's amazing. So thank you, Renee, for sending that to me. There's plenty of guest stars that have, reoccurring episodes up and down the road. And you see them, and you're like, oh, yeah, him, her. It's awesome. Plus some big stars. Are in there. I mean, David Jansen has a few episodes. I was a fan of David. And there's a few other stars in there that were really good. I will have to do a reaction video to this because it is awesome. But thank you, Renee, for sending it to chewingthefatattheblaze.com. So, Mega Millions. No winner last night. I know. I'm just as surprised as you. So now coming up on Friday, the 9th of February, as I stated early, today is the 7th of February for those of you listening live. So Friday, $394 million jackpot, $188.5 million cash payout. And then, of course, we have the Powerball tonight, which is worth $228 million jackpot, $112.6 million cash payout. I know, I'm gonna cover them until somebody wins because they're going to get bigger. They've been getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, I, like you, enjoy things when they get bigger. You can go ahead and write your own jokes. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. All right, thank you for subscribing to Chewing the Fat. I really appreciate it. I see, as I was looking, I see where Apple has made this podcast explicit. So, some of you aren't even hearing this. That's how that works. Weird. Anyway, because the show isn't explicit, and when it is, we absolutely mark it. But as I was looking at that, I have 2,000 episodes. 2,000 episodes. I think that's between Jeff Fisher Radio Show and Chewing the Fat, but that means that this is 2001. So, yay! Congratulations to me! 2,000 episodes of Chewing the Fat. So, thank you. Come on, welcome aboard to Chewing the Fat. I appreciate you subscribing.
Does your mouth hurt?
Oh boy! Oh boy! I thought you come back later for the Royals update. Okay.
Does your mouth hurt?
It
because
does.
Chewing for 2001 episodes.
This is the 2001st episode. Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome.
So chewing this podcast or chewing the fat, is that like how the cow works? Because you know how the cow chews, swallow it, and
yeah, they have three stomachs.
Seven.
So they have,
and then
how many?
Seven.
No, they have three.
And then they
have
you know,
three.
They know, they puke it up again.
I know, and they eat
and
it again.
And they eat it again, and then goes to the other stomach. And then they do that seven more times.
And then it goes to the third stomach.
And then they do it seven more times. And is that how it is? So have we been chewing on this one podcast 2001 times, and are we done to digesting it? And then when you stop making the podcast, do you just
I'm almost ready to cancel the Royals segment. I'll tell you that. That's what's happening right now. So anyway, I was reading about a man, a French man. Oh, man, I would be so angry. I would be so... And as you know, I've always wanted to have a Guinness World Record. I've got a couple ideas for a Guinness. I've talked to Guinness World Record holders. I want one. I just want one in my back pocket, okay? I just want to be able to say, yes, I have a Guinness World Record. So this French council worker spent 8 years... assembling a 700,000 matchstick 23-foot Eiffel Tower for the Guinness World Record of the matchstick Eiffel Tower record. So he then, you know, said, hey, Guinness, what do you think? The 706,900 stick that the Frenchman used were not commercially available and had been changed beyond recognition from their original form. So you used the wrong kind of matches. You're not getting the record. Your record, sorry about it. You're not getting the Guinness. He's been 7 years building this stupid thing. Now, first of all, I'm not doing that. All right, I don't want a Guinness record that bad. I'm not building a matchstick Eiffel Tower. I'm not building a... Here's the thing. I'm not building a matchstick anything. But good for him for having that stick-to-it-ness you need. He's mad. Look at this thing. It is a monstrous thing. And he put it on... Oh, my gosh. 7 years and nothing. Wow. So, I mean, people came to see it and... Well, they're all... He probably made some money on that. He's just pissed that Guinness wouldn't let him in. 706,900 matchsticks. Wow. And apparently, they're not the right matches. So, have a nice day. I see where ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers... Warner Brothers Discovery... plan to launch a joint... sports streaming service later this year. It will be owned by a newly formed company with its own leadership team. It does not have a name or a price yet. We don't know what it is. We don't know who's going to be on it. Well, we're gonna do it anyway. We're going to put them together and we're going to do it. It's going to be a skinnier bundle of linear networks than a standard cable offering, specifically tailored for a sports fan. Walt Disney's Plus, ESPN Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery want to let you have access to marquee live sports for the first time. Okay. I mean, I believe you get that with Hulu Plus. You don't get the Disney stuff. Okay. All right. Fine. So there's going to be a new app coming. We have a name for it. And we don't know what platforms are going to be available within this platform, but it's coming, and you're going to love it. That means I know a royal update. I mean, the King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer. He's 75 now, 75. So he was undergoing a procedure for a benign prostate enlargement, and the doctor said, hey Chuck, there's something else going on up in here. Take a look at it. And it's cancer. So, and so immediately after he announces it, I guess he told all the brothers and the sisters and the family that, hey, guess what? The doc said, well, he was poking around up there. I got cancer. And so then Harry immediately jumps on a plane and flies to London to see his dad. I get it. No problem. Dad's got cancer. You're going to rush to London to see your dad. Oh, he's not at the castle? No, he's staying at his other... Is that staying at the other trailer park up the road? Okay. So they drive to see dad at the trailer park up the road. He stays an hour. Well, Harry stayed there longer than an hour. But the king and Camilla... Thank you. Left after an hour. And they, oh, yeah, thanks for coming, Harry. Appreciate you flying across the ocean, across the country and the ocean to see me in my time of need. Look at the time. Queen Consort and I have to leave. And off they go. They take off, go back to Windsor, pack some new luggage, or have their footman pack some new luggage and go to a new trailer park to convalesce and get his cancer treatments. And the whole time I'm wondering, what the heck happened to Harry? So they just left him there? Harry's just left there holding his man part with nothing to do because they said he's not going to see William. William is home sucking up to Kate because she had her guts pulled out of in the hospital. I mean, she hated being pregnant so much. She had, it had to have been, a hysterectomy, hysterectomy, whatever they call it. It had to be that because they don't say it, but they talk about, you know, her stomach surgery or whatever they call it, But I mean, it's just incredible. I'm saying the abdominal surgery is what they call it in all the stories. So Billy is stepping back from his work as a prince. That's a tough job. He's not going out to all the places he normally goes out to. So anyway, I want to find out what happened to Harry. All right. We'll talk about, there's been some predictions made on this show, on this very show, that I believe are starting to come true right now. Thank you.
Let's talk about him.
Chris Cruz joins me. So what happened to Harry? So they left him after they went. They left the trailer park.
They were like,
the castle.
We're good. Yeah. We're good. You're good, right?
Thanks
we're good.
For coming. Love you. You didn't bring the kids. You didn't bring the grandkids. And for sure you didn't bring the wife. Good.
Well, they're packing for Canada, right? Because don't they have a trip to Canada?
Well, Harry and Meghan are supposed to be taking the kids and the whole family to Canada for some Invictus Games ceremony. Yeah.
So the reports say that he touched London grounds just a little bit after 2 p.m. Yeah. local on Tuesday.
We got one picture of him in the car. The rest of the pictures were just of the
you
convoy.
Say, and I... You know, you're saying that he was there for an hour. Is that you like being Jeffy, or is that what
no,
was being reported?
They said he rushed to the house, whatever the name of the stupid house he was at, that he was staying at. They rushed because he wasn't at Windsor, and they rushed him there. And then after an hour, the king and
so
queen
I
consort
stay there.
Camilla
I want to stay at the leave. Hour. I want to stay at the hour because it's actually being reported that it was 45 minutes. So so
it
this
wasn't
is,
even an
it
hour.
It wasn't in an hour. That's what I'm asking. Is it you being Jeffy or is it?
No, originally that was reported in an hour. That's
so according to the reports, you know, our Windsor whisper tells me that he was there for mere 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Then okay. Harry smiled as he returned to London's Heathrow Airport on Wednesday afternoon after he was escorted from the Clarence House. So he did not even go to the castle.
No. He didn't go to the castle.
He just went to...
And he didn't go to the
other... By the way...
He didn't go to the other house. Because they went back to the castle, and then they were going to some other house. Yeah.
So for those of you that... haven't been a listener for a long time. I was actually in London when the Queen died, and she was holding out just for me. And after I landed, She passed away.
Very sad.
Very sad. So
very
I
sad, but fortunate for you. To fortunate be there for such me. Such a sad
yep.
time.
Yep. And then I was there, and then we went to the Clarence House, which, if you've never been to London, the Clarence House, it's, you know, if you live at a house and you're trying to go to the park down the street, the park is Clarence House. Your house is the castle. So it's not that really that far, you know, of a walk. You can walk there.
Not as a king.
No. As a king or queen consort. Okay. You don't walk there.
You know, could we pause for just a second, too? I don't like calling her queen.
She's not the queen, though. That was one, to my understanding, that was one of the things that Queen Elizabeth put into order, that she would not be called the queen.
Yeah, she gave in to Charlie and let him call her queen consort.
Yes.
But the stories never say queen consort.
No,
they always
the queen.
Talk about Queen Camilla.
Yes.
And I don't like it.
There is no Queen like Camilla. It. But
why I mentioned Queen Camilla? Thank you.
So the Duke catches the 3 p.m. British Airways flight out of Heathrow and was suspected to land just a little after 6 local time.
Okay, you're back in L.A.
Back in L.A.
Go back to Montecito.
The exile royal reportedly stayed at the London Hotel. He did a quick briefing. And
then he left.
Then he left.
So he shows up. They rush him over to Clarence, over to the trailer park that Dad's staying at, because he's got to see his dad. His dad's got cancer. We're flying in from California. And then Dad says, look at the time. Man, am I happy you came. Talk to you later. I'm out. And oh, by the way, you're going to be escorted out of here because you're not staying here. I don't want you hanging around Clarence's house. I don't want you deep pocketed any of my jewelry. And out he goes. And now he waits on a flight, and Harry is not going to be waiting in a car or waiting at the terminal. He waits at a hotel.
So
that's awesome. Love that.
You know, people were asking why wasn't the Duchess exile? Why didn't she go? It's a time. You know, I've never had to deal with cancer in my family, so you know I'm blessed on that one. But if my wife, you know, gets a call that her daddy has cancer, you know, you want to be there.
Yeah, but, you know, she's got kids to raise, and there's no way.
Okay, so you would think that would be a good excuse, right? Because she has Prince Archie and then Princess Lilibet, which is very angry because that's not supposed to be public knowledge because that was the queen's, that was the queen's nickname. And all of a sudden... Okay.
Yeah, I know.
We'll digress. We'll digress on that.
I know.
But she was asked, why did you not join your husband on this urgent trip? And she said, quote, something he had to do alone. End of quote.
Think about it. Okay. So I'm telling you, this is now really the beginning of the end for sure. It's over. Because Dad is going to have these treatments, and he's not going to be well. You know, they said they found it early, I guess, and there's going to be treatments, and he'll be fine. He's the king. I mean, he's going to get treated with the best treatment possible, and I hope that he, you know, wins the battle, no question. But I don't think William does. William is like, geez, darn the luck, Dad. Don't think you can be king any longer. Talk to you later. does that mean I have to be king? Okay, I'm king. But there were reports that Harry, since they're short on royals, that Harry would offer to come back and at least maybe a few months out of the year be a royal.
Well, yeah, because you got Prince Andrew.
Be a working royal.
Prince Andrew's out. Right?
Andrew's out. He's lucky he's got a place to live.
100%.
I mean, Chuck has got him king. In a corner room.
At least king.
The king has got Andrew in just a corner bunkhouse room at the castle.
Yeah.
That's what you get. You don't get an office. You're not going out shaking hands. That's it.
Our royal whisper tells us that the Prince of Wales, you know, Prince Harry, had no plans to see Harry.
Oh, to see William, yeah. They weren't going to see any
of them.
They were not going to meet.
So our theory was from the beginning, Again, for those of you that haven't listened to this podcast for a while, this is like literally me and Jeffy. Like, this is it. Like, we talk politics, but this is like, I know. Why should we? We fought a war to stay away from the. Okay.
I know. We're just hypothesizing about the royal.
Yeah, and it's a fun conversation to have.
It is for me.
But one of the reasons that we say this was because the queen stayed in power so long because she did not want, and that's not us saying that.
No, we know that.
There's proof.
Absolutely,
right?
100%.
There's proof that she did not want, and Charles is not popular.
He's been a putz forever.
If you think Joe Biden is popular, you know, Charles is worse than Joe Biden. From the queen's perspective.
Yes.
And then, so she held as long as she could. Our theory, and Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, was that the promise was that Chuck, the king, will fill the gap until William gets his act together.
And then William's ready to go. He's ready to go.
And then daddy steps down.
Yeah. I mean, I love the Kate story. All right. I'm sorry that she had to go through this massive surgery. But the only reason that she went through this surgery, in my eyes, is so that she didn't have to be pregnant anymore.
100%. Well, if you know, let's go back.
Because we know.
But let's go back a little bit. His father is the king, right? The king was married to who before Horseface? Diana.
Right.
Camille, the reason why, you know, Camille was because he was cheating on Diane with the horse lady.
Right. Forever. He was
forever.
He loved her forever.
Right.
I will say that. He has loved Queen Consort Camilla forever.
For the longest time. So you could say that in the DNA of William, there is that cheating of...
Oh, yeah. Dad cheated on mom.
Dad cheated on mom. So that's... Yep. I'm going to... And we do not support cheating. This is not us saying that we support cheating. I could really feel the car swerving. CTF.
Don't start talking about cars swerving.
I didn't say crashing. You added the crashing. I just said the swerving part. So chill. Anyways, we believe with a 99%, you know, that every time Kate, future queen, and her I will call queen.
Yes, she gets that.
She was being cheated on every time she was pregnant. Yeah. Right?
I believe that was proven.
The whisperers told us 100%. Yeah. So I feel that future queen, does not want that history to happen again.
No way.
Yeah. We're going to close the baby factory. Yep. Let's focus on
the
our family.
The business factory is still open, however, though. As I rehab here, the business factory is still open.
So, I think that's right. I think right now we're seeing the beginnings of a King William,
Queen Kate.
Queen Kate.
Absolutely.
Because one of the things, too, is the future of England is them, too. Right? No one is wanting to go to London to see Fat Fingers, right?
And no one wants to have... I know we'll wrap up the royals.
I know. I know, this is a little bit too long, but it's your podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
It's your podcast. Yeah.
So no one wants to see William and Harry fighting. Nobody wants to have the kids. Mom and Dad don't need to be fighting.
No.
So what I think is going to happen, and I said this before, but this is a perfect way to set it up. I talked about Harry showing up at Windsor with the kids, and they're just going to open the gates and let him in, and Meghan is over there. In California, goodbye, we're done.
Well, you know, Suits is reamping. So it is. So she's seeing the...
She's at least going to have a gig.
I can come back?
Yes, for the revamping of Suits. That's the first thing I thought of.
Oh, 100%.
So now Harry can take the kids to see Grandpa battling cancer. You know, and I'm going to stay. I got to do a little work. I got to do a little glad hand. I'm going to go ahead and get back with the Royals work. And then, bye-bye. Have a nice day.
Oh, 100%.
Have a nice day.
100%.
It's happening.
So, we've been predicting the divorce of those two.
Yes.
Is that still happening?
That's still happening. Absolutely.
So, we still have a divorce on the table.
The last little baby put a crimp in it. Megan.
She tricked him.
Yeah,
she tricked him.
Yeah.
She poked a hole in the condom.
Yes, she did. Wow. Well, you know, I don't know that the prince or the, you know, wears a condom, but he's a prince.
How can you say no to Megan too?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Okay, so I got another email, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. And by the way, I see them all. I read them all. I don't comment or reply to them all, comment about them all, but I do see them. So thank you for sending them. But I got an email from Allison who tells me that I heard this on the Steve Dace show and thought you would enjoy it. Is he doing a joke of the day? Is he stealing my bit? Doing a joke of the day? Is that what Steve Dace is up to these days on the Blaze television and radio network? Because I won't, that won't stand. Other people cannot do jokes. So the joke that Allison claims was told on the Steve Dace show was, why do Norwegian ships have barcodes on them? Why do Norwegian ships have barcodes on them? Answer: so when they go to port, they can Scandinavian. Get it? When they go to port, they can Scandinavian. I don't even get a rim shot or anything for that. Nothing? All right, fine, whatever. No, I don't want a rim shot for the joke from Steve Dace show. Okay, I'm just letting you know that there's not going to stand. Okay, people can't, other shows can't do jokes. Okay, it's just the way it is. So stupid. I did have this joke sent in for the joke or thought for the day, and it's actually, well, I'll tell you, I'll read it to you. All right, a young guy from Wisconsin moves to Florida, goes to a big everything under one roof department store looking for a job. The manager says, do you have any sales experience? The kid says, yeah, I was a salesman back in Wisconsin. And the boss liked the kid, gave him a job. Okay, you'll start tomorrow. Come down after we close and we'll see how you did. On his first day on the job, it was kind of rough. And he thought he got through it. And after the store was locked up, the boss came down. How many customers bought something from you today? The kid says, one. The boss says, just one? Our salespeople average 20 to 30 customers a day. How much was the sale for? Kid says, well, $101,237.65. The boss says, $101,237.65. What the heck did you sell? Because his first, well, I sold a guy some small fish hooks, and then I sold him a medium fish hook. Then I sold him a larger fish hook. And then I sold him a fishing rod. Then I asked him where he was going fishing, and he said, down the coast. So I told him he was going to need a boat. So we went down to the boat department, and I sold him a twin-engine Chris Craft. And then he said he didn't have his Honda Civic, would know if his Honda Civic would pull it. So I took him down to the automotive department, and I sold him a 4x4 Expedition. And the boss said, the guy came in here to buy a fish hook, and you sold him a boat and a truck? The kid said, oh, no, oh, no. The guy came in here to buy tampons for his wife. And I said, dude, your weekend's shot. You should go fishing. Yeah. See Steve Dace do that one. Okay? All right? Yeah. That's what I thought. All right. That's enough for today. Thanks for listening. I'm out of here.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.